Oh no, it hasn't taken long before our staycation without the kids has turned us into childless empty nesters. But luckily, the children will be home soon. And thank God, not a moment too soon, because without them, I'm nothing but overindulgence and sloth. Not to mention, I've completely forgotten how to unload the dishwasher. Now, I do have an amazing solution to that problem, but my wife says I'm not allowed to talk about my incredible inventions anymore. So if you'd like to help fund this wonderful project that will make dishes clean again without ever unloading another dishwasher, hey, reach out. In the meantime, let's talk about generations, Native Americans, and something like opinions as we make it our objective to start joshing around. Much like parenting, this show began on a whim, grew as a novel hobby, and now it's a daily passion that I can't live without. And while I don't yet know what I'm doing, I certainly don't want to stop. So I'm curious to know your thoughts. Check us out at Joshua Around on Twitter or Instagram. Call into the show, anchor.fm/joshingaround. Is there something you'd like the show to be when it grows up? Let me know. Do you have requests? Would you like to see me record somewhere odd? Please, just let me know. And your wish is my command. I'd also be curious to know what you like about the show, but don't think that's me fishing for compliments, because I'm not. Even if I was, though, it doesn't mean it should leave a bad taste in my mouth once the compliment's caught. Instead, fishing's the best way to catch fish. It's even better when you fish where the fish are. Now, it's great when fish just jump in the boat. Same thing with spontaneous compliments, but seriously, what are the odds? Now's your chance, though, to give the show a compliment. Also welcomed are complaints. The only requirement there is that they be scathing. As a junior member of Generation X, today marked the day that I officially became bitter at seeing too many marketing messages crafted specifically towards millennials. Now, it's nothing against them and theirs. It just means that me and my generation have officially reached an age where we're less likely to change our buying behavior and purchasing decisions because we've reached that familial rut that only comes from old age. Once again, my goal is not to throw millennials under the Uber, just to point out how I feel. And when the next generation comes of age, those millennials will know just how I felt. As for those young kids, because they've always had iPhones or iPads in their hand, they're being referred to as iGen, not to be confused with InGen, the overreaching genetic company that brought dinosaurs to life in Jurassic Park. With the kids out of town, my wife and I had a date this weekend to see Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. It was a suspenseful action movie that kept us on the edge of our seats from the jump. I'm also pleased to say there was some insightful commentary about cloning and genetic engineering in the film. However, I continue to be disturbed by a trend in all of the movies for dinosaurs to be groped and molested while drugged and sedated. It's one thing to watch what Sam and Ellie did to that Triceratops in the first movie. That was 1992. But to see such behavior happening today, it's almost too much. When I graduated university, more than a few people said, "Congratulations, you did it. That college diploma is something no one can ever take away from you." In light of recent scandals involving Bill Cosby and others, though, the same can't be said about honorary degrees. No, one major misstep there, and you're going to be more than 6 degrees of separation. There's a new spa in town advertising hot stone massages. I didn't know stones could give massages, but I'm more troubled to think some people find them hot. You know, here's advice in this hypersensitive sexual climate. Don't objectify your stone masseuse. When I talked about the genetic company, InGen, it reminded me of an old bigoted white man saying Indian. And there's another hypersensitive topic in this day and age, the fact that the Cleveland Indians still have Chief Wahoo and the National Football League still has the Washington Redskins. But I find it more shocking that in 2018, we still call Native Americans Indians. I understand changing long-held beliefs is hard, but I'm here to report we're making progress, at least in my daughter's preschool class, where there is no Indian style. Instead, if you want to sit on the floor, it's either crisscross applesauce or they'll show you the door. Let's go the other way, though, and imagine what life would be like today if the original Native Americans had a Coast Guard, strong borders, and established a Department of Homeland Security. Then it probably would have taken more than syphilis and smallpox to take them down. The argument will soon be made that facial recognition technology is needed to keep our country safe. I know that's been a hot-button topic on the show as of late, but only because it's so important to our freedoms in the future, which is why I'm happy to let you know Microsoft has taken up a counterpoint, recommending government intervention and regulation of facial recognition software. Part of the problem with the technology is that it works too well in recognizing human faces. Unlike my kids, who couldn't tell the difference between Barney Fife and Barney Rubble, which I know isn't quite the difference between their ass and a hole in the ground, but still. My dad had a tendency to share his particular facts of life with me, maybe a few years too early, which made it certain that those words would get burned onto my young mind. For example, when I was about 7 or 8, he told me he wouldn't call another person an asshole because that was just too vivid of a word, all the puckering folds, doing all it can to contain itself. No, we wouldn't wish that on another human being. Wow, Dad, how considerate. Which brings us to a new segment I've long wanted to debut called That Asshole. This is where we go out into the world and search for situations that rubbed us the wrong way. Now, initially, I intended for my misgivings to star in the segment, but while I was at Lowe's this weekend, a little old Italian lady, much like Sophia Petrillo from The Golden Girls, stole the show. There I was, at the end of a long line waiting for the cashier in the garden department, when this little old Italian comes bopping around the corner with two plants in her hand. She finds a vested employee near a cash register and then says, "Hello, sir, are you open?" To which he says, "Well, I guess I could be," and begins to ring her out, at which point she turns and looks at the whole line of us. As she's doing that snide glance, I waved and smiled. They checked out, and then she came back to me and said plainly, "I'm so sorry, sir. I didn't know that you didn't know the line was open." "Oh," I said, "you didn't know I didn't know. Well, it turns out, I'm that asshole." But of course, I think we all had an inkling. What you may not have known is that it's time to end this episode. Soon enough, I'll once again be staring at the back of my kids' electronics, and I can't wait. The kidding is not as fulfilling when they're away. Remember, native or otherwise, we're all Americans now. Before we get up in arms about the past, let's be sure we're prepared to face the future. Otherwise, we'll be left fishing for compliments from a generation that wants to pass us by. Until the next time we get hot, stoned, and start joshing around.